Here we are live at the Gateway Regional Arts Center with Pickup Country 104.9 FM WSKV. Listen like local. We're here with John and Anna Grits and Soul. Take it away. Big loud crowd here tonight. It's very exciting. So I'm Jeanette Tesmer. I'm the executive director here at the Gateway Regional Arts Center, and this is our third season now of Woodsongs Coffee House. We've been so excited to present this for the past 3 years and for the past 3 months, really, to showcase local musicians in the area, but also to have kind of a little bit different conversation and know a little bit more about the music and the people behind it instead of just in a loud, crowded bar where you don't ever get to hear anything very exciting. So we're gonna chat back and forth a little bit, and then they're gonna play a nice, heavy, long, beautiful set for you guys. So let's get started. There's new music.
There is, yes.
The last time, so Anna and John played our very first Woodsongs 2 years ago. We were also just as nervous, but not a live broadcast, but I felt just as nervous. And we did it in the style that kind of Michael Jonathan does on the main stage at the Lyric Theater in Lexington, is we talked back and forth a lot, and they played a lot, and kind of chatted in that manner. But it's changed, it's evolved, but we're excited to have you guys back, especially because you've so helpful in all of our bookings and things as well. So if you don't like a musician, you can blame me. No, just kidding.
<Uh-oh>.
Just kidding.
Y'all are so silent.
I know, we're so quiet tonight. Well, they're nervous too.
It's been awesome. Well, you were pretty new to the Art Center mm-hmm. as well, and so I feel like we had some brainstorming sessions and everything where, you know, you had ideas that you wanted to implement, basically, mm-hmm. and so I knew that I could help with that, and I was glad to do it. And it's awesome that this is the third year, mm-hmm. and it's going strong.
Yeah.
So, and
we have a big
all
crowd.
These wonderful people
I know.
Here.
It's a big crowd. Good job, you guys.
Yeah.
We so for those of you that don't know, the Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling, we're in an old restored church space, and we are in, it's a basement, but it's a lovely basement. We call it the cafe area.
It's got ambiance.
It has ambiance, but it's our goal to bring this upstairs, so the more people come out, and the more people listen, and the more people are here, the sooner we can bring it up to the big main stage in the beautiful old sanctuary space. So, anyways, that's enough about us. So, more about your music. The last time, I think you guys had just released that album, or you were about to when you played here the first time, a couple of 2 years ago. Is that true?
No, it had been out for a while.
Been out for a while?
We had just moved back to Mount Sterling.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, we lived in Asheville, North Carolina for a while, and that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's a hoop.
We love the mountains.
That's right.
But we had... Our album had been out for a couple of years already.
Okay.
You know, we pretty much, I don't know, hit the ground running with it, basically. And then we, well, I mean, really, when we came here to Kentucky, we kind of had it in mind that we were going to take a little bit of a break because we had gotten a little burned out, you know.
And by break, you mean buy a really old house, tear it down to the studs.
Yeah.
Restore it, add to it, get a dog,
right.
Just really take it easy.
Yeah.
Really taking it easy.
I guess that's easy. But yeah, we did that, and it's exciting because we love our old house. It's just a few streets over, and yeah, so that was a 14-month labor of love, blood, sweat, and tears, and I don't know.
I think it would have been a really, like, we probably can't say this, but a really awesome, like, episode of this old house with
could have been.
Yeah.
You guys could have just played the intro music
the longest
the whole time.
Episode ever.
The longest episode.
Yeah.
They do multiple. I don't know. It's been a long time.
Whole season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what inspired you to start working on new material then at that point or at this point?
Well, I feel like, you know, we had traveled so much for pretty much since we'd met each other, and I feel like musically we evolved, and we truly did kind of become different people in a way, and we grew both together and separately, you know, and so I feel like we wanted to, I don't know, revisit our roots, and I don't know, like really experiment a little bit and kind of flex our muscles, like from everything that we learned and done and seen, mm-hmm. and I don't know.
Is that roots musically or heritage-wise or both?
I'd say both.
Both, yeah.
We weren't...
Intellectually?
Well, yeah, maybe.
In the ground?
Yeah, a little bit of that.
Well,
dirt and delusion.
Dirt.
I was an electric guitar player first and come to all this little miniature guitar later. Is what a lot of people
suits
like to
you.
Call it.
It's your little baby.
A lot of people say, why is the
it's
biggest...
It's a mandolin, everybody, that can't see what's happening.
That's right, it's a little baby.
Listening. It's a little baby.
I said, why is the biggest guy in the band play the littlest instrument?
I feel like there's a joke somewhere in that, but
well,
it's probably not age appropriate. So
maybe
I'm gonna
not.
Let it go.
But yeah, we were, I don't know, I've been getting back into playing electric guitar and looking for drummers and doing a band like that, so we're kind of close to that now.
Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming you're working on an album. Is it going to be an electric album?
It
like
is.
Full throttle?
Yeah.
Band?
You know,
yeah.
I was born in Memphis and raised in North Mississippi,
right.
And so he and I met when we were living in Jackson, Mississippi, and so that's a huge, huge part of my musical heritage. Gospel and blues and Memphis soul and everything, and so you know, we connected over blues music because that's what he loves too, and I don't know, we just thought, why not, let's kind of revisit this,
so it'll be a little more
kind of on the bluesy.
Yeah.
We're going to play some tonight.
Yeah.
I don't have a drummer.
This is exciting.
We'll give you a little taste.
Is that what I'm here for? To beat out some sweet, sweet beats for you? No one's
Where's
laughing.
Your
Everyone
djembe?
Is so quiet. Like, usually get at least a little laugh. So from there, working with new music, coming back to your roots, but I'm sure that's inspired some collaborative efforts from you all working with different people.
It has.
Absolutely,
are you,
yeah.
Like, are they helping you write? Are you coming to them and say, look, we have this song.
They don't know it, but they're helping me write.
Okay. Yeah. Just buy them a lot of dinner. And
well, no, just being around a lot of people around here is... Don, playing with Don Rogers. And
who will have it, our very, very last Wood
right.
songs this
yeah.
season. So come back
that's
and
right.
see Don. It's very exciting. He's awesome.
Yeah. John R. Miller, playing with him, and all the everybody else around here. It's a different vibe from North Carolina, but it's probably a more tight-knit community.
Do they have the... I mean, I guess they would if you're asking them to help you on some stuff, but... Do you feel like that, like, Memphis soul is alive here to be able to collaborate with some of those people? Or are you bringing it out of people that they didn't know they had it inside of them?
Good question. Well, I mean, you mentioned that, and I immediately thought of Jeremy Short, who
He's
is...
He's got that inside of him.
He does, deep down inside.
Did he
actually,
know it, or did you have to pull it out of him?
I think
he
knows it.
He knows it. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
And Josh, Josh Anglin, the drummer we've been playing with,
yeah.
he's great wealth of
I mean, because that's not something you can, like, that you can't teach that. Like, you just can't
no,
teach,
not
like,
really.
Soul. You can teach rhythm. You can teach how to play a guitar and sing. But, I mean, there's people that have this, like, inside of them that is amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And it's been really cool to, you know, we just recently also sat in with Doc Feldman's band as well.
Oh, yeah.
That was, we were one of the opening bands for Josh Nolan's CD release. Uh-huh. And so that was also a really cool experience because he writes some really awesome songs.
Yeah.
And he does the Shaker Steps videos
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah.
He's a
yeah.
Cool
if nobody
dude.
Knows, we're gonna do a shout out. He's a friend of mine's brother. So
oh.
if you don't know Shaker
Good
Steps,
dude.
Check them out. They I think they're aired on PBS, but they do these really interesting videos in like one take for local musicians. So if you're interested in that sphere of kind of checking out new people, it's a really cool. Place and he used to run Well Crafted that was at Shaker Village that I'm not quite sure if they're doing that again this year or not, but again, another really neat opportunity to see interesting bands in an interesting setting with interesting alcoholic beverages around you. It's a great setting. But he's a great person to work with and be a part of
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he is.
So working through kind of some of these things, we've commandeered Anna to run a songwriter camp here during the summer with us, which is really exciting. And we have two sections of it, so kind of younger kids, and then a 16 to
Adults.
100 and however old you want to be.
Yeah.
So if you've ever been interested in writing songs, I don't know, Anna, if you have any thoughts you want to share on plugs, on why people, I mean, one, she's awesome and an awesome songwriter
well,
thank in
you.
And yourself. But, you know, I think kids and adults alike will learn a whole lot of themselves and the techniques to think about. And
yeah, there's a lot. If you write at all, if you write poetry, if you write mm-hmm. in a journal at all and have ideas that you think, you know, you might want to put together and make a song out of, it's not as hard as you might think.
Yeah.
And so I want to help everybody like work on writing exercises, and I want to collaborate and really get everybody together kind of in a safe creative space mm-hmm. where, you know, you don't, I don't know, you kind of get rid of a little bit of intimidation, because I know it's scary to do that kind of stuff
yeah.
in front of people and just come up with ideas on the spot. But I don't know. I want to explore the space and what I'd like to do in with the younger group is I want to brainstorm for some ideas, and then I want us to, you know, to write a few songs together. I want people to also bring songs that or pieces of poetry that they may have written and we can work on. And especially like with the adult class, I'm going to have some other songwriters come in awesome. Each night and just stay with us for about an hour, talk about their process, sing a couple of tunes for us. And then I'm also going to go over like some copyright and licensing and that kind of thing, because that's in my background as well. So we're going to cover it all.
For the low, low price of $35.
That's
for
a special introductory
price. I don't think you guys understand what talent you will be working with if you take this opportunity. Okay, just throwing that out
there. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be awesome.
Show you all the avenues to be broke.
Yeah. Show you how to not ever have money. We'll talk about how to buy a van on a budget to fit all your equipment in.
But fulfilled.
So we're really excited about our summer camps, too, if anybody is interested. You can check out all of those opportunities online at grackentucky.org. You can sign up for Anna's class there. You can ask us any questions you may have about those. So not just for kids, but for adults, too. I may be signing up to write my very first song. So
ooh,
who knows? Fun. I know, maybe. We may get wild.
Yeah.
Anything else you guys want to share before you? John, do you want to talk about something? You feel very quiet over there. Usually like a chatty.
Do you have anything
Kathy.
On your heart?
Do you have anything on your mind or your soul or your heart or your shoes you want to give to anybody?
Tell us, brother.
Words of wisdom?
Not really. I was going to revisit an old song that we don't play that often, but we should play it more.
Okay.
Yeah, we thought we'd do a slow one and then warm y'all up a little bit, yeah. And then we'll, you know.
That's good. All right, well, I'm going to turn it over to you all. We are here live at the Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling with Pickup Country 104.9 FM, WSKV, Listen Like a Local, and we're here with Grits and Soul.
So this is a tune that we wrote a little while back after I talked to an Irish relative of mine, and he had sold off the family farm and moved across the world to be with the rest of his family, and that was about the same time that John and I left Mississippi and decided to play music together, so we were starting a new chapter of our lives as well. So this is called 100 Year Farm.
Ooh.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sadness.
I'm gonna, yeah.
Never heard of it?
I'm gonna take that opportunity of sadness too. I just wanted to really quick thank our amazing sponsors for not only this program of Keystone Financial Group here in Mount Sterling. They have supported our Woodsong series for 2 years now, have been wonderful partners. So if you have any financial inquiries, please go see them. Also, it takes money to not only pay artists, but to put it live on air. And with every session we do, we hope to find a sponsor for it. And so tonight, we'd really like to do a shout out to Blessed Harvest Auction. Let me try that again. Blessed Harvest Auction, and you can find them on Facebook and the internet, but they've been wonderful in supporting live music, so if you feel the need to do so as well, please see me afterwards. It's great to be able to have live music here in our basement, but then to push it out through the, I don't know how internet works, through the stratosphere. That's awesome for us, too, to be able to do that, to give it to people all over. Particularly my parents who just like to listen. So, you know, you're doing it for them.
Hey, Mom and Dad.
Yeah, they're here, right? okay, thank you guys.
Thank you. So we're going to change gears just a little bit. Play y'all some new tunes. We're going to move along that path. So this is a country tune called My Redemption.
Time's shaking you loose. It's a hole we dug together. You ain't no saint. I've got no shame. Who's worse? It's hard to measure. This ain't 12 steps. I'm sure cold with the rest of one. It's all I need. You go your way. I'll go find my thing. We'll both be free. Do what I ask and hand me that flask. I show them like a sleeper.
You see right now.
you know, have been really getting down on some honky tonk too, so we're just trying it all.
Here we go.
Here it comes.
See if I have room for this one.
I would like, well, yeah. So, John Looney has just gotten out his electric guitar. It is the Looney Caster, put together by his own hands.
Yeah. It works sometimes.
Seems to be working.
Nice. So, I think I want to play another tune that we've just written, and I really haven't played it out too many places. I think maybe the first place I played it was Sonora's Jamboree in January, and I just like had it finished for about a week, and thought, well, why not? But this tune, I don't know. I feel like it's a bit of kind of everybody that's been in our lives lately, like, you know, in the Don Rogers band. Just influences. You know, Don Rogers had me learn a bunch of Gram Parsons harmonies, and so I went down that kind of rabbit hole. And then, you know, we've been playing with the local Honeys, playing just raging on fiddle tunes and playing square dances and stuff, so that's been a lot of fun. And so you'll see. This is called Tonight Forever Yours. One, two, three, one, two, three.
Time it undresses the fiction and wreckage of all to which we lay claim.
It does beg the question.
Thank you.
Is that making you nervous, that pedal board?
So terrifying. I feel like if I look at it, it's going to like...
There's a few knobs there.
There's a knob or two.
Yeah. For those of you that can't see this, it looks like a Jetsons. Like,
it does.
Is gonna, like,
it's got a lot of flashing lights and,
and it works.
Neon and...
It works.
Exactly what you want.
Yeah. It's an ongoing project.
It's terrifying.
My instrument affliction. It's ongoing. It never ends.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about taking a trip to Nashville soon.
I mean,
to
there's
do
worse
some
things,
trading.
Right?
Soon as in within the next 24 hours.
It has
maybe.
Like a, there's
was,
an octopus
not been decided
on here
yet.
And a cat and a blinky light and it says boing. I don't know. It just looks, I can't even. That's
hey, you missed the Squeezle over there.
Oh.
In the corner.
Yep, you're right.
My personal favorite.
It's fun.
Let's come up and you can only imagine in the back what it looks like up here. It looks like a flying spaceship. It does. I think you should sing one, John.
Alright,
so this is a cover tune.
I need that again.
A Ralph Watson song. Ralph Watson Stanton. I don't know, I just made that name up. Did I make that up?
You did.
Ralph Stanley.
Where are
you? I know. I don't know where that
is. Is he
came
part
from.
Of the Jetson family? Is that
one of those periphery
Doc and,
neighbors?
Doc, and
Doc Watson.
Doc Watson.
Woo, okay.
Ralph Stanley.
Thoughts
promise of the day when I will return. Now I go home, I find no one waiting. The price I must pay to live and to learn. Son, don't go astray.
Thank you. Just like Ralph did it.
Oh, Ralph Watson.
Can be found on Spotify, iTunes, and Google Music.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite Stanley Brothers tunes. And if you go back and listen to them do it, it's not like that at all. But it's the sentiment's the same. It's very lonesome.
It is.
And,
lonesome as hell.
Yeah. I thought the opportunity was there in that song to make it even more dark.
Yeah. I love it. I love that arrangement.
Yeah.
It's a fave.
But yeah, that's... I was born in Southwest Virginia, right over the mountain from Ralph. So his music's always kind of been around me, but I didn't start playing it till later, but... I've kind of mixed Grateful Dead and Ralph Stanley. And
as you should.
As Outlaw Country, all that stuff.
Yeah.
All the sentiment's all the same in those three kinds of music.
We go for vibe.
Yeah.
For sure.
Let's do
something else.
Ooh,
okay.
Let's try that.
So this is a soul tune that we put together here. So I guess I almost feel like I need to preface, like, you know, a lot of these songs, I've had a lot of time to think. And so hopefully they're not too depressing. But they are feely, aren't they? But
I mean, isn't that what blues is?
Well,
your,
that is true.
I mean,
that's
like,
very true.
Soul, sad,
thank you.
A little sad.
Yeah.
So genre, it's called blues for a reason, not like yellow.
Well, there's a great old quote. I don't know who the quote came from, because there's two types of music, the blues and zippity doo dah.
Which is also yellow.
There you go.
Ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
from listening to a CD. You don't get that from being in a big, busy bar. You get that from sitting in the basement listening to live local
That's
music.
Right.
Thank you very much. John Looney, I want a mic drop or something. Like, get out of here.
Thank you.
I need to keep going. We still have another few minutes.
Okay.
Keep going.
Well, you know, we've really been digging deep. And also, like, especially if there's anybody out there that's interested in coming to the songwriters sessions, you know, you can write a song about most anything. You know, tonight we've played a tune from a rabbit's perspective. And, you know, it's funny. There is a girl in Mississippi that I used to play with some, and she used to write about bugs and trees and all kinds of things. I mean, like, it really kind of runs the gamut. And it's so fun to explore what all that you can create with your words and with music. And the more you listen to, you know, the more your music is going to be filled out and sound like you. There are a lot of people that say, you know, I don't want to play cover tunes and I don't want to do all that because I don't want anything to, you know, mess up my vision and what, you know, is going to naturally come out of me. But the more you listen to, the more it comes out of you as your own experience and your own perspective. And that's what is so awesome about it. And also a little mysterious and scary. Because you never know what's going to come out, and then sometimes you think, is it ever going to come out of me again? But I just want to encourage people, if they're interested in talking about writing, then let's do it. And that's in June and July.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
John's going to sign up. We're going to sign him up for songwriter camp. He needs a little work.
Yeah. I'm not much of a lyricist. I'm more of a chord and melody man.
He's an arrangement guy.
Yeah.
Licks and tricks. And we just kind of, I don't know, bounce ideas off of each other. But
that's good because she writes or hears a different way, completely different way from what I do. And that's what I think is good. You don't want to be in an echo chamber of the same kind of ideas.
And he knows what I like, and we also, I don't know, I guess know each other so well at this point, you know, that, I don't know, I love the things he hears and love the stuff that he adds to the song. So let's do another little country tune. How about that?
Sure.
This is one I wrote kind of a long time ago, but I don't know, it takes like, I don't know, 300 performances to figure out how it's supposed to sound, so... This is called Don't Doubt My Heart.
Time.
To record, and so that's exciting. It's been a while, but we've had a minute to kind of think about what we want to do, so, and work on some other tunes, and I've got like bits and pieces of things I still need to finish that are driving me crazy, and so I'll actually sing one that I finished. How about, let's do this is one that I wrote a while back. Could be from personal experience. I'll let you decide. Open to interpretation.
The time that John didn't like do the dishes or something.
Well,
that one.
It sort of predated him, but didn't. I don't know how else to explain that, but there may have been some overlap. That what you will. Almost. Hold on, my fingers got wet from the bottled water. Something was wrong, but that's something.
open flame. One finger's a name and name. You tell me how is it cheating when you don't believe in. We've given up on us. You tell me how is it cheating when you don't believe in. We've given up on us.
Thank you. Thank you. One to two more.
So, all right. I'm going to take, again, you don't get that from a CD. You get it from seeing local live music.
You definitely don't get the bad notes.
I didn't hear a thing. And because I can't
That's
hear
improv performance, totally live performance at its best.
But, thank you so much to our sponsors that support paying artists to perform in front of live audiences. Thank you for the audiences that have come out to support live music. It's fantastic. Without you guys, we wouldn't have a program. So thank you so much for being here tonight. Thank you to Pickup Country, who's been awesome and helping us with broadcasting. So thank you to Keystone Financial Group for sponsoring Wood Songs. And to Blessed Harvest Auction Group, who is supporting this broadcast tonight. We're so beyond thrilled to have local partners to be able to produce local music so you all can see local music and hear local music. Oh, yeah. So thank you all so much. Are you guys done deciding what you're going to play next? Do I need to keep talking?
I think we're
got it?
About
okay.
done
Was
decided.
Good? All right. Yeah.
This is a blues tune that I wrote for a friend of mine. She sent me some poetry that she'd written, and she's French, so I said, is that okay if I kind of rework a little bit of this? Because it was, you know, in translation Frenchy. And all. It was very Frenchy. Thank you, yes. But so
you need a lyric, you just come over to me. I'll make it happen.
Well, she and I met in Indianola, Mississippi, and we've been friends for 10 years now, and we got to, you know, be good friends. And so this is called Bee's Blues. Standing, mama standing. Crossroads, no one to carry my burden except me alone. I'm calling out on this lonesome road, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I follow no man's path but my own. Me alone down, oh.
to rise on up. I follow no man's path but my own. I follow no man's path but my own. The sky above, she is my mother. The road ahead, my sister and my brother. Oh, oh well, I follow no man's path but my own. I follow no man's path but my own. I follow no man's path but my own. Oh, 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 oh. The sky above, she is my mother. The road ahead, my sister and my brother. Oh, oh well, I follow no man's path but my own.
Thank you so much for coming tonight. It means a lot to us. It does. So we hope to see you again. I don't know how much time we have.
One more.
Well.
Is that okay, Ethan? Sound guy?
Okay.
Are you okay? I don't
know. The we're audience is yes, it's okay.
Yes, it's okay. Take it home. Like, do like a real.
We'll do it.
Let's leave
we'll
spirited.
We'll do one.
Let's
this
leave
was
spirited.
A request earlier. Yeah. We'll go back to some little bluegrass roots here.
This is quite a bit smaller than that. Keep that in mind.
Time called, Lula Mabel ran away, all the fellas saw. That gal with the pretty smile and her skirt hiked up for miles. I took it for a ride, boy, I'm gonna go home wild. Thank you.
you, thank you, folks.
For being here. You've been a wonderful audience. Thank you to our sponsors, Keystone Financial Group and Blessed Harvest Auction. Grits and Soul, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
So we will see you same place, same time, same day of the week, just a month from now. back here with Sasha Hart with our fourth installment of Woodsongs Coffee House Radio. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you to Pickup Country, 104.5 WSKV. Listen like a local, and we're going back to the station. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Yeah.